We're going to talk Facts Niagara, Family and Children's Services Niagara, Director of Communications, Anne Godfrey is in the studio from Facts. Hello, Anne.
Hi, Larry.
How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming in and talking about Facts, because there is a need out there still. And you brought a guest, which we're going to meet in a second here. But for people who don't know, tell us what Facts does.
Okay, so Family and Children's Services is here to help families and protect kids in Niagara. So we're the organization that you call if you have any concerns about kids. You know, we really like to stress that almost all of our work is done with families and kids within their homes. But there are times when children do need to come into our care, and that's when we have a need for foster parents, and that's what we're going to talk about today.
Right, because you do have a need. There's a need for more.
Yes, you know what? Yeah. We have about 141 approved foster homes right now. Tremendous, amazing people, but we need more of them.
All right. And I just met Eve, but Anne, why don't you introduce Eve to everybody?
Sure. So I've only met Eve recently, and I've been so impressed with her. She's a lovely young woman. Eve, and you can correct me if I get any of this wrong, but I think that Eve, you're 18, and you're currently attending Niagara College.
Yes.
And you've been in care for about 5 years.
Yes.
Okay. That's great. So Larry, you take it away.
All right. So we've determined that you're 18. What are you studying at Niagara College?
I'm studying early childhood education, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, was that inspired by your experiences? A little bit?
No, actually, it was inspired by my foster mother, so.
Okay.
Yeah. Before I wanted to take child and youth care worker, but I feel with my own experiences, it would have been a little bit too much. So it's, I feel like it would kind of, like in my experience, it would kind of trigger something if I were to hear other kids' stories.
Ah,
so,
I see.
Yeah, okay. I kind of wanted to go with something, you know, to help develop the minds of kids' brains, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I think
you've told me you still want to work with kids,
yeah,
but in a different capacity.
Yeah, and I love little kids, so.
All right. So you talked about your foster mom. How long were you in foster care?
So I've been in care for 5 years, actually. So since I was 13, and I'm 18, and I'm still in a foster home to this
day. Right. Yeah. But let me ask you this: outside of foster care, at 18, you start thinking about, well, when do I move out? Because you're getting around that age where you're starting to be on your own. Have you thought about that? Too soon?
Yeah, too soon.
Okay. All right. Do you remember, like, it's only 5 years. Do you have clear memories, though, of getting into foster care and the beginnings of it for you?
Yeah, it was pretty terrifying. I mean, like, I can speak for, like, any kid coming into care, and it was the most terrifying experience of my life because I wanted to be with my mom and, like, with my, like, biological family. But at the time, I didn't understand until probably a year passed. And so now it's like I've come full circle and I completely understand why I've been in care.
You mentioned your foster mom inspired you. Was it your foster mom or foster parents that kind of helped you, especially in that first year, to understand what was going on here?
So I've been in two foster homes. And so the first foster home I was in, it was for the first 4 years of my life, and I wasn't super close with them, and that's because I was a really shy person growing up, so I kind of held back, and there would be times where I just didn't really want to talk, but I'm in a second foster home now, and I've been there since, well, it's been a year, actually, and they've helped me, like, understand, like, everything. Like, they've sat down with me, they've explained, not explained, but helped me to understand who I am as a person, and, like, helped explain facts in a way that I don't think I've ever been explained before.
Wow. And you're not shy anymore.
No,
that's obvious.
No.
Now, and is this something now, like Eve's telling us about her experience, is this something now that Facts would work as well? You know, there'll be sessions.
Yeah,
you said
you
like to work in the home, but.
Yeah, no, you know what? And I totally understand what Eve says. I can only imagine how scary that must be for a young person or a child to leave their family of origin and essentially be with strangers. And it's hard to understand. And we hear that often from kids who are a little older who say, I was so angry at first, I was scared, I was hurt. But now I kind of really understand that, yeah, there were some things with my family that I just couldn't be there as much as I wish that I could have been. So, you know, we try to work through that as well. But, you know, I think the foster families are, they're the parents, they're the one on the ground day to day, and they get to know these young people really well because they live in their homes. And I think that they have a big role to play in helping them to understand their circumstances and to say, we're not your parents, but we're here for you. And, you know, that's what's really great. And I think, you know, when you have really great young people like Eve, and I know sometimes there might be a little bit of a myth that kids in care, they must be there because they're bad, or it would be too difficult to foster teens. I have to tell you, I meet these young people every day. I meet lots and lots of these young people in care, and for the most part, they're pretty tremendous. Just like in the community, you've got some good kids and you've got some challenging kids. But I have to say, my experience is that our kids are pretty terrific.
I wanted to ask you about what some of the myths were, but that would be, you know, what am I getting into? I guess maybe people are thinking, if they're thinking about fostering, but do they have to have other qualifications, say, or
that's a great question, Larry, and I think that's an absolutely fair question. What am I getting into? Because, you know, we're not gonna sugarcoat it. It's parenting is tough, and being a foster parent can be tough, right? But you don't need qualifications other than, again, the same qualifications most parents have, you know, to be committed, to be flexible, to be accepting, to be there for kids for the long haul. That's really what we're looking for in foster parents. Stable home, able to, you know, we say able to roll with things. It's kind of intrusive because they're not your kids per se, so the agency has a big role to make sure that the young people are being cared for appropriately. We have a lot of rules and regulations which are important, and we have to abide by them, but I'm sure that's not, you know, that's kind of intrusive for families. So they really have to be okay with that. We have quite a thorough application process, but we have lots of orientation and training, lots of support from the caseworkers, financial support as well. I mean, you're probably not going to make money fostering, but it shouldn't create a hardship for you either.
Right.
So we provide that financial assistance so that the kids and the young people have what they need.
Isn't that terrific? Isn't that terrific? And when it goes well, as evidenced by Eve here. And I'm getting already from you that you've had a very good relationship in the last 5 years.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, some of my closest friends are actually in foster care.
Right.
Or were in foster care. So to create bonds over the past 5 years with people, even in the agency, it's incredible. It's awesome.
Fundraiser coming up. Because we're almost out of time, I want to mention this before we... when is this? It's coming up November 9th.
November 9th, yes.
Yes.
It's our 20th anniversary gala. Lori Love is going to be hosting and emceeing for us, so we're really excited about that.
She's terrific.
But the funds that we raise help kids like Eve to go to college and university, and it funds our youth programs. And you talked about Eve moving out. She will have to move out at some point, and we provide some transition.
We're not trying to rush you.
We provide transition programs to help kids because they don't have the same opportunity to come back to mom and dad and hit you up for $50 and borrow the car.
Yeah, yeah.
So we help with a lot of those skills.
Charity Gala, how do we get tickets for that?
You can go online. You can go to our fax website, or you can go to our foundation website, or you can call us.
All right. Anne Godfrey, Director of Communications with Facts Niagara, and Eve Steele, youth in care and Niagara College student. Thank you, Eve.
Not a problem.
Thank you, Anne.
Thank you.